We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. We're talking off the air about this Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz Cheney. And you know what? The Cheney family is really a bunch of pain in the asses because she's particularly to the Republican Party, because she, you know, she's the one on the January 6th committee, her and this Kinzinger, Republicans who really are behaving like Democrats, because it's, and it's not, I think it's less about January 6th and much more about their hatred for Donald Trump. I'm not a big Donald Trump fan, but my hatred, I mean, I don't hate the guy the way they do. And Dick Cheney spoke. I didn't even know if Cheney was still, able to get on camera. What is he, in his 90s? He's got to be.
He's got to be close to that. He's got to be close. He's got at least in his 80s. Yeah, so the latest is, you know, Liz Cheney is down by like 30 points in her primary that she's probably going to lose tomorrow. Well, she will lose tomorrow in Wyoming. And she rolled out her father, who, you know, the Democrats for a long time have considered a war criminal. Before there was Donald Trump, the left hated Dick Cheney. He says that Donald Trump is the greatest threat the nation has ever faced in its 246-year history. I'm like, please, come on. I mean, seriously. Yeah. And then the Babylon Bee had the great story, says, Donald Trump, greatest threat to nation in 246-year history, says man who started two wars and shot a dude in the face. Glenn Greenwald was reported on, he was on an interview on Fox News over the weekend. He said, the reason the Cheneys hate Trump so much is because no presidential candidate has ever run on a repudiation of their foreign policy worldview so vigorously, and he ended up winning. And so this is, they're upset because their worldview of constantly starting wars, particularly in the Middle East, is not in vogue anymore. And that's how they derive their power and influence.
You know, here's my question though, Jeff. Why doesn't Dick Cheney? I just looked his age up. He's 81. He's the same age that Biden will be when this next election cycle comes up. So why doesn't he run against Trump in the primary and
because
knock him out?
What the result, so because he, yeah, get his because he knows what the result will be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple things that, you know, that era of the Republican Party is over with. We're not just going to go, you know, and start wars all over the world just because.
Well, actually, it's the Democrats who you could argue may be doing it. You know,
that's the thing.
Once Pelosi said she was going to China, she could not back down. It had to go. But why did she even make that decision? She had to know what the repercussions could be. Why is she poking the bear?
I don't know. I applaud her for not, and her people for not backing down.
Well, she couldn't back down
once
the
threat started coming. I think, if I recall right, years ago, I think Newt Gingrich, when he was speaker, might have gone there too. So maybe that's part of why she wanted to go there. I don't know. Who knows with her on a daily basis what's motivating her? She's just trying to do whatever because, you know, she's maybe just wanted to get one more free trip to China or Taiwan and before she's no longer speaker, because that's coming up here too. I don't think they're going to hold Congress, regardless of what bills they're passing. I mean, this Inflation Reduction Act that doesn't reduce inflation that they passed over the weekend. You know, they're touting themselves, and the media is saying, "Oh, this is the Democrats' comeback." It's like, as long as inflation is 9% and gas prices are above $3, they're not winning in November. Period. End of story.
Well, if this bill that they pass is anywhere near what the Republicans are claiming, it is going to give more votes to the Republicans, because there's enough time here
to have
an impact on people. So I don't understand why they were pushing it now, because they could get it done, and they're going to try to do anything they can before these elections, because they still are concerned.
Right.
You know, the Republicans, they're fighting the abortion reaction. These guys may be fighting this reaction.
They're trying to do anything to motivate their voters to come out, and I just don't think... I think the problem is, I think for them, is they've lost a lot of their voters. You know, you see, Hispanics moving to the Republican column. You see blacks moving to the Republican column, Asians moving to the Republican column. All this talk over the years of diversity and how Republicans, it was going to somehow wipe out the Republicans. Nowhere. We seem to be unified of being against socialism and stupid policies in this country.
And I want to say, within their own party, they need to do something, and they have a chance tomorrow in the primary. Don Samuels running against Ilhan Omar, if he could overtake her. But they're, I was asking you if you knew, in the Somalis, they come out as a block to vote during the primaries, right? I mean, they do not sit at home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, likely she will be reelected.
Yeah, very likely. It's too bad because Don Samuels will be a much better member of Congress for the 5th District than Ilhan Omar. But unfortunately, I think you're right, Bob. I think that she's going to win handily tomorrow in her primary.
Now, the big race in Minnesota will be for the governor's race. And Tim Walz and Dr. Scott Jensen, they debated at Farm Fest. And we were talking. I saw it, too, the video afterwards. Some guy came up to Walz and asked a question about why he let the precinct burn. And his handlers jumped in immediately. The one thing about him, you know, when you watch him, he reminds me of that guy, not the Tim Connolly the Wolves had, but there was a Tim Connolly the Vikings had running the team. The guy was tomato-faced. I mean, his face would get beet red, and you see that in Walz when he gets mad. It's his tell that he's about to explode. So
he's very thin-skinned and short-tempered. He got quite testy during the debate with Scott last week. I know they've already pulled out of a number of other debates, partly, I think, because they want to avoid what I call the Terry McAuliffe moment, saying the wrong thing that could pivot the trajectory of the election. But that third precinct thing is going to come back to him. And, you know, seeing the video of how his handlers whisked him away, you know, Scott's people saw that, and they're going to keep bringing it anytime he gets a chance to. I already saw, you know, ads over the weekend, he's bringing it up. And I think that's a real weak point is, in the midst of all your COVID lockdown stuff, why did you let that happen? Why did you allow that to go to take place? And I think he's going to have some explaining to do on that.
Hey, you know what?
And I think that is a weak point for him.
It is a weak point, but the other question, to me, the big one, is why did you keep putting – why were you a lemming and follow the lead of these Democratic governors on the East Coast by putting COVID – patients back into nursing homes where it spread COVID and people died? That to me is the most reprehensible thing of all that he did, because it led to people dying by putting, you know, at that time, you don't put people who were sick back in nursing homes, sick with COVID. It's terrible the way he behaved. And it's just, it's just horrible. Anyway, hey, have you seen any movies lately?
I'm trying to think here. No, we haven't. We've watched like old movies, but I don't think we've watched anything. I don't think we've seen anything new as of late, so
yeah, I gotta check the St. Michael Cinema lineup, because I like going in that theater. Great popcorn, real butter. You gotta hit it hard. And I gotta talk to them. They need to get Hagee's Pizza in there too. That would make it actually the perfect place. It's pretty close to perfect, but little Hagee's and real butter.
And Ellsworth cheese curds too, right, Bob?
Yes, those as well. All right, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you so much. Take a quick break. The BS Show be right back.